This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
What's up, Duke fans? Welcome to the Devil's Den podcast. I'm your host, Josh Smith, just joined by Shu again this time. Raul decided to take a little bit of a water break after this barn burner tonight against Georgia Tech. We're going to jump in and kind of dissect this a little bit and talk, you know, all the different points. Right off the top, though, it should be mentioned that Mark Mitchell rolled out right before the tip. Some knee sprain stuff. I did see here, maybe it was on the broadcast somewhere, where apparently it's not the knee that had been bothering him last year. It was the other knee, hopefully just a sprain. Either way, we start with four guards around Flip, which kind of had me a little bit excited. And then I saw the stat where it was like, oh yeah, they've only played 5 minutes together. It's like, ooh, not ideal, right? But let's start there. Shu, what'd you think just about kind of the four guards and Flip?
I mean, I didn't hate the lineup. But I thought the way we were playing didn't really match the line. Like, I didn't feel like we were pushing the pace like we should have been with four guards. So the other thing, I think, you know, maybe it's just hindsight. When they made 11 threes, we'll get into that. But, you know, four guards out there, it's not a lot of wingspan, I guess, out on the perimeter to deter shots. And a lot of those threes, look, they were crazy threes that they just happened to make.
Yeah. If we want to talk about the impact that Mark Mitchell does have, and not that you really need this. I mean, you can go back to that Tennessee game in terms of just like what he can do for us on the floor, and it has nothing to do with scoring. I mean, our defense falls, what, 14 or 15 spots on KenPom?
Yep.
Just after this, not having Mark out there. You know, what they were able to do, like, they constantly had the ball in the middle of the floor, right? We had heard that we were trying to do this no middle defense for a lot of the season, not against Georgia Tech. They were in the middle all day. Credit to them. They knocked down some shots, man, but it was so frustrating for me. And all of my negativity tonight is not really going to be geared towards Duke. Now, we can talk about the ball screen defense for like 32 minutes was pretty bad. Like, we were trying to play drop coverage and they just shredded that. But like, when you get a team with the talent level of Georgia Tech and the shooting splits that Georgia Tech has to come in and shoot 55% from three, and made like more floaters in this game than I've probably seen us make in like 10 years is just so frustrating, dude. You know, Kelly just over and over. Ndongo, like, he just must love playing Duke, right? Like, this kid just can't miss against us. I don't know, man. Like,
I'm with you. It was frustrating, especially on our end when we come down and we're running a play for McCain to get that little 15 footer off, and he gets it off night. They weren't going in for us, you know. They weren't going in for us. They were going in for them. Sometimes you have those nights, and it was nice to just kind of fight and stay with it and come back and actually win this game. Because I'll be honest, when Jeremy went out, I wasn't so sure we'd pull this one out.
Yeah, we'll talk about that like in detail. I do like what Coach said though, of you know, he was like, man, they started making some really tough shots. And I think it kind of affected, like, you just start to kind of be like, come on, right? It's hard to kind of continue sticking to the plan. I will say, though, to only have four turnovers tonight be just the story of the game, right? Because we could not afford any turnovers, really, like with the way they were shooting.
And that's the thing about, you know, if you lose this game, you look back and you're like, well, we didn't shoot ourselves in the foot. We only turned it over four times, right?
Right.
They just hit more shots than we did, so credit to them. And even for what was the freshman point guard they had? He came in and had his career high.
Yeah, the George kid.
George kid,
he was
solid game. Now he hit a three or two that I didn't think he should have made or would have made. Hit that one and one to the lane that somehow went in.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But, to be fair, I didn't think this was like one of Foster's better defensive efforts in terms of the game. Right. Now, whether he was just out of position a few times or what, not hating on the kid. He's a freshman too, but I just thought tonight, like, it wasn't quite there. They were able to get to spots, you know, even like some team defense stuff when we're trapping in the corner over there and they're able to throw a cross court between Roach and Foster to get an open three. Like, there's no way that pass should be able to get cleanly across. You know, of course he hits it. They're hitting all of them. That's super frustrating. But let's talk about Flip. That's who I want to talk about. He starts the game off man on a mission, like four guards around Flip offensively for us, was working at like a really high level. Yeah. I think he makes either his first four shots or he starts four or five, and then like something just happens where he misses like eight straight shots after that. Like, you know, I was kind of on the road watching it from my phone and kind of trying to catch up here and there, but like, did you see anything during that stretch? Like, what was going on? That was, were they defending him differently? I know he got the two quick fouls on the Badunga kid. I'm assuming he came back in and it just changed what was happening at the rim. I don't know. What was your perspective on that?
No, I mean, that's what's the weird thing was in the first half, like you mentioned, two fouls on Ganga right away. So I'm thinking, okay, Flip's going to go to town. I didn't think it was anything. I think he was just getting contested. The other kid, the French kid, put a nice block on him. They weren't falling for his pump fakes. And so he was just having tough shots around the rim. And a lot of them kind of just barely rolled off. But yeah, he had a tough go of it there for a few minutes. The whole team did. I think we went through a nice little stretch without scoring, a couple minutes without scoring.
Yeah, I mean, for Flip to go 6 of 19 from 2 is just like, what's happening, right? Like, that's just not who he's been. One thing we should point out, though, is he's made 8 of his last 9 threes.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I think he only had, not only, right? He had like 18 points with like 10 minutes to go or something like that, and just goes like nuclear there for a while. He's like three threes down the stretch, has the like ridiculous kind of Euro there, big play late to kind of like maybe not seal it, but to at least give us a little bit of a cushion. You know, watching it for most of the game, to me, it was like Roach and Flip, and then we're just trying to, like, we're just searching, right? Like, John, the staff, the team is just searching, like, who can come in, who's going to give us that lift? Because our freshman guards didn't really play their best.
Yeah, Jared had an off-shoot night. Caleb, I think, only got three shots up. I think he hit one of three from three. First half was certainly, you know, Flip and Roach has been just, you know, steady Eddie all season anyways. Roach goes down, and then Proctor really stepped up down the stretch, and I think that's what kind of turned it around is when Roach went down, the job that Proctor did, the aggressiveness that he had, with the ball, especially getting in the paint, kicking it out, getting threes up. He just played brilliant down the stretch.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm hoping that Roach isn't like long-term with this, right? Because we really can't afford, we lose Roach and Mark. Things can get dark pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose two starters. I mean, that's probably any team in the country that goes without saying. But like you mentioned, for Proctor to come in, And he was, I thought Proctor was fine, like the whole game, but like it seemed like when Roach went out, and not that you're hoping for, okay, we need both of those guys on the floor together, but it was nice to see where something clicked for him, where he was like, nah, it's takeover time. And maybe not. Maybe I'm looking too much into that, because really what happened is the kid made shots.
Yeah. He made shots, he made plays. I mean, he hits the two threes back to back, then they run the same play. He pump fake goes up like he's going up for a mid range and then
feed
dumps
to
it
Ryan.
Down.
Ooh, that
to
was
Ryan.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was nice for sure. He had some really nice passes there. Yep. I mean, that stretch where
then he came down and pressured him into a turnover.
Yeah,
right after that. Yeah, I mean, he had a nice little stretch there, especially like I said, when Roach went out, I was a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, because the defense, we started getting some steals there kind of late too, right? And they were pretty sloppy with the ball. Like we were, you know, like Flip was able to get the steal. Roach just took it from him like twice. You know, again, you know, shouts to Blakes and Young tonight. You know, they're probably kind of the silent MVPs. For Ryan to come in and get 10 points, 9 boards.
Yep, 22 minutes. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, especially once we switched it, I think Geisinger tweeted out, it was like around the 8-minute mark, the under 8 timeout, we switched the ball screen coverage. We stopped kind of going into drop as much. We bring Ryan up on that. That really allowed us to kind of contest them a little bit because, dude, their floater game was, I mean, we've already mentioned it, but it's unreal. Right, the amount of floating, and it wasn't just like one guy. All of them somehow just have amazing touch when they're playing Duke, I guess. But yeah, so shout out to those guys. I mean, for them to do that is, you know, a lot of buzz today on Duke Twitter about recruiting. Give me guys like that too, though. Right, like that's what experience does. They can come into the game and just pick you up. You know, we can talk about the recruiting stuff if you want, but we should probably save that. We're going to have Watson on sometime, so we'll let him dive into that stuff. But anything you want to mention that we haven't highlighted yet in terms of the guy? I got some moments that I want to talk about here in a little bit, but just kind of overall, anything that in your notes that we haven't hit on yet?
Yeah, I think we hit on pretty much most of it. You know, again, Georgia Tech comes in shooting 30% from three on the season, and you know, it's 55. So you sometimes you're just lucky to get out with these wins.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt about tonight.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't have a quad four loss. Yeah. First off, you cannot have a quad four loss. But we very easily could have had a quad four loss.
Right. Right? And I guess the part of it's disappointing because you feel like, all right, the revenge factor, like they got us at home down in Georgia. Let's come out and really show, you know, put a statement win. And we just weren't able to do that tonight. Now, a solid win, sure, but not like what I was not the 18 points Ken Palm was expecting.
Yeah, definitely not that. And this was a team that had just lost four straight, too, right? So it's like even with some guys going out, you're hoping to be able to defend them at a high. You know, I know Mark is super important for sure, especially defensively, but you're hoping not to bleed points like that, you know, even despite some of the tough shot making. It's, I don't know. Yeah, that part was not super, super exciting for sure, right? Like that was disappointing to me. I guess though too, what we should mention is the offensive rebounds, is being able to crash the glass. Now, not so much as a team, but like Flip and Ryan must have just kind of had like a Bash Brothers moment there in the huddle and just said, whoa dude, like we're gonna go get some of these. And they got all 11 of ours. Flip had 7, which is crazy. And Ryan had 4, you know, so, and they were all huge. Without that, maybe we're not able to pull this out, because again, they shoot 54% from two, 55% from three. They only shoot 67% from the line. We did a good job of not fouling them. But again, you know, some of those I'd rather have fouled them than just kept giving them the looks that we gave them.
Sure.
But did a good job forcing turnovers and all that good jazz. So won a lot of the important battles there, but you know, a win's a win. Sure. I get it. But I think it's also okay to be a little critical of like, oof, you know, it's.
Yeah, look, we got out of there alive. We've got a week off before we see Pittsburgh again.
Yeah.
You know, we don't.
Good have time to have that week off too. That's a great
good
time.
Good time to have the week off, and then good time to have a week off followed by an opponent that we're really familiar with. So
yeah,
you know, I don't know how much different the game plan will be this go around with Pitt.
Yeah, probably not much. You know, you're really just hoping for this week. For me, it's to try to get healthy. Defend home court at Pitt. Then you go play Louisville, who
is getting better.
Yeah, you know, they're not good by any means, but they're at least competitive now. They're showing that they can compete. I mean, they go down and win in Miami, and who knows really what Miami's doing at this point. They're kind of a
Battlewood State today too.
Kind of a weird team. Yeah, yeah. You know. Maybe they'll go into the Dean Dome and do something special. That would be pretty cool, but I doubt it, right? Georgia Tech made as many threes tonight as teams have made in the last five games against Carolina. So,
yeah,
you know, sure. What are you going to do about that? But, and then you got Clemson after them. So it's time to get right, because after that, you got at Virginia Tech, at North Carolina. So like the schedule doesn't really ease up. Good time for a bye week for sure. For sure. Yeah. But, let's take a quick little break here and then we'll come back. And I got some moments I want to go through and then we'll wrap up and get out of here.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's come back here. You know, I thought there were some really key moments, and most of mine obviously are going to come in the second half here. But, you know, we're down 7. We got down 10 at one point. I think it was, 51-41 or 53-43, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. 53-43.
But we're down 7. Blake's comes down, gets a huge block. Huge block. These are one of my keys to the game here. He gets the huge block, leads to the Roach and one that really kind of spurs like this 8-0 run for Duke. A little bit later, it's 55-51. And this is, you know, give me Jalen Blake's all day. I thought this was like maybe the biggest play of the game. Blake's is playing well, star in his role. Roach comes through, drives, kicks it to the corner. Jalen's wide open. Now the pass, maybe if Jalen catches it like at his chest, he just fires that up. Sure, right? But I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt because Blake's could have took that shot. He's open. You're in the corner. You kind of have to shoot it. Instead, he redirects it top of the key to Flip, who drills the three, makes it 55-54. That goes the other way. Maybe this game goes the other way too, right? Like if they come back down and hit a three or just score or whatever, you know, I think that was just so huge because freshman or sophomore Blake's probably takes that shot. Yeah. Right. And again, I wouldn't be mad if he took it. You know, you're open, you're on the floor. It's like, you know, why not? But just to have the kind of wherewithal to look over and see Flip top of the key to make that better shot. Like we've talked a lot the last few pods about Duke shots. Coaches talked about Duke shot. That's a Duke shot. Like just that.
I personally thought that was a design play from the get go, is to run that misdirection, get it over to Blake's in the corner,
and then swing it,
sure. Because
sure. Yeah. You know, but we both know if you're on the floor and I'm in the corner and the ball comes to me,
I'm gonna tell you right now, that ball comes to me, that was going up.
Yeah, that's going up. And you couldn't be mad at him, right? And even if you're the coach and that's the design play, you probably couldn't be mad at it. But
no, he hit Flip in his spot, that little left wing, and cashed it. Yeah.
Yeah. God, Flip was so huge from three these last two games too, man. And needed all of them tonight. Next big moment though, obviously Roach goes down, which is like at the time I was kind of like, oh, we did all this to come back and now we're just going to lose. And that's when Tyrese, I guess, just decided to like, you know what, it's time for me to show up and be a sophomore and
clock in, bro.
And granted to me though, it's some of it, what he was doing, he had like a verve to him, but like I mentioned earlier, some of it too was like, you know, these are kind of the same shots he's been taking. Like he was 1 of 6 from 3 or 1 of 5 the last game, and tonight he's 3 of 5 and they just went down for him. So maybe it's just a function of some of those going in. But I thought that he shot them with like hella confidence too, right? So Roach goes down, Tyrese comes in, and we hit, I think, 4 straight 3s. Mm-hmm. Proctor hits one, Flip hits one, Tyrese hits 2 more. And then I think, like you were saying, maybe I was offline, of he goes to shoot his next one and they just kind of like a hard jump on him and he hits that little pocket pass to Ryan. Just a big play right there to kind of get back control of the game.
I noticed in that segment when Georgia Tech called timeout and Tyrese is coming back to the Georgia Tech guys are like, you know, shouldering, bumping him as he's coming through, just, you know, it didn't faze him, came right back out and came back at him.
Yep. Love that. Then the last one I had really was just towards the end there. I think it's right after the under 3 mark. Flip goes up, misses the shot, gets the rebound. I think misses that, and then goes back up one more time and finishes it to put us up 4. Just that fight down there. That's what we want to see, right? That's the toughness. We had just mentioned he had had that stretch where he's 6 of 19 from 2 overall. Not good. But hit it when it counted, you know, just way to just stick with it. So to me, that's kind of what got it done for us. Anything I didn't add that was that you looked at as kind of like, ooh, that was a big moment?
Well, not necessarily a moment, but I don't know if we mentioned Flip also had, 4 assists and no turnovers tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, big turnaround from him because he
has 2 blocks, 2 steals as well.
Yeah. So kind of doing everything. You know, turnovers have been a little bit of an issue for him lately. So good to see that tonight that didn't come from him. And we didn't have turnovers at all.
Yeah.
As a team, really. So,
yeah. I mean, to be plus 10 on the turnover differential is just had to have it tonight. Rebounding was again solid too. So, yeah. I mean, shouts to Flip, man. Shouts to Flip. Got it done. Now he gets Pittsburgh and we know Flip loves to play against Pitt, right? Yep. So maybe he just
kinda, I have a feeling they're going to be, you know, setting something for him, but hopefully Mark will be back. Roach will be ready to go. We can kind of just continue this win streak, go for 9.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, at this point you keep trucking, right? And it's, you know, you take all these wins that you can get, frustrating as they may be at times. It's hell of a lot better than us sitting here talking about a loss tonight, yeah. You know? Yeah. So, cause that would have been just it's not, so I'm not going to get too far into it, but Norlander and those guys like to talk about like a seed line win or a seed line loss. That's a,
we would have got swept by Georgia Tech. I would have went and found my VHS and watched My Girl Tonight. Some of you guys might catch that reference.
But yeah, we'll just soak it in, right? Just sting me up and lay me down.
Death by beast.
We don't have to go too much into to Pitt either. Again, we're trying to set up a little recruiting pod for middle of this week since we do have the week off. But at the end of the day, you take the dub, and I think you just keep it moving. Anything left unsaid on your end? I mean,
that's it.
Pretty much tells the tale. Do we even want to talk about what's going on 8 miles down the road, or are we just going to not acknowledge that this is 2017 part 2?
Yeah, well, we'll worry about them when it hits February.
Yeah. Arizona did just lose again tonight, and then Houston also lost to TCU. Carolina going to be number 1 Monday?
I don't think they'll get that high, but I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5's all lost this week?
Yeah.
6, Kentucky lost.
Maybe
today.
Connecticut jumps up to 1.
Yeah, I think UConn might jump to 1. Yeah, I think those are the ones that didn't lose, right?
I think so. Did Auburn also lose? Where are they at? No, they're on a big stretch too. I'm looking at KenPom too. I don't know about the AP poll exactly where all those are at, but
I know a lot of road teams lost this week. A lot of road.
I mean, it's hard. So I don't want to be too critical, but I think it's also fair to be a little bit kind of like annoyed with just the way that every team has career days against us like that, like bad teams like that just constantly. I was getting lectured a little bit on Twitter about it. It's like, oh, I know, dude, I've been watching it for 35 years, but I've been pissed off for 35 years, right? Like every season, it does not make me any happier knowing that it's going to come. And yeah, here it is. But Credit to those guys. Got the dub, figured it out. Get a week off to kind of see anything. And I will say this, and we'll get out of here. Anything over this week, besides obviously getting healthy, that you're wanting to see from the team, like any new wrinkles you'd like to see added, anything different that you're looking for when we do suit up against Pitt?
We've got to figure out how to stop some of this pick and roll stuff, because you know we still got to play Miami, and you know they're going to do that too.
Yep.
So. Yeah, throw some wrinkles on that. A couple different variations of that.
So ball screen defense is high on your list. Sans being a Duke fan, right? I think for me, it's just Proctor getting back in the starting lineup and just kind of retaking control over. Yeah. Obviously, you want health, right? Roach and Mark's got to get right, but Proctor kind of reasserting himself, kind of like as that guy.
Tonight was a big step, so hopefully, yeah,
because we need him, man, and he's better. He's a better player than what we've seen recently. I know he's came off the injury, but still, despite even with that across the whole season, I think he's better than what we've seen.
Sure.
So if you want to save it, we'll take it. I think Raul did mention, even though he's not here, that we have four games left, so I don't want to get too ahead of us. I think if we finish January undefeated, now we're going to lose at Pittsburgh, or Pittsburgh's going to beat us. If we finish January undefeated, I think it'd be the first time since 2008. That's happened.
Finish January.
Did not lose in January. Which is a wild, wild stat to have, right? January is just typically our Achilles heel.
Sure.
But, you know, it also, maybe it's just because we didn't play State in January this year. So, you know, that's always good to take a little L. All right, man, let's get out of here. It's late. I think we said all that needs to be said, right? So. Little banter for the folks out there, but you know, again, rate, review, subscribe, send us an email at thedevilsdenpod@gmail.com. Find us on the boards at thedevilsden.com. All the usual places. So I could get, for some of y'all, the unusual places, the deep dark web's a scary place out there. Y'all keep the verb high and the face is strong. Go Duke.